Well, you know, it's one of those things. If you're a big hit in one era, your audience sort of grows up with you. And based on the interview that Walter Tunis had with Huey Lewis, it sounded like that is kind of what has happened to them. He was commenting that they were once the beer and hot dog band, and now they're more playing to the wine and cheese crowd, which I sort of took to mean, you know, our audience has grown up a little bit, but they still like our music. They still like to hear the hits like Do You Believe in Love and Power of Love and things like that. So they're coming to the Norton Center, and I think for a lot of people in the wine and cheese crowd, it will be a bit of a way back night for them.
I don't know if it's historic or not, but the Berland Jazz Group is in town also this week, and of course coming from that famous jazz hotspot in New York City.
They are based out of the Birdland Jazz Club and are created by Tommy Igoe, who is a first-class drummer himself, to kind of represent the club to the nation. But it's interesting, again, Walter reported this story, and Tommy Igoe was telling him that he very purposefully didn't want to be a time capsule, that they wanted to do what Birdland does, which is, play great contemporary now jazz, and so that's what they're really trying to do. They have some nods to the past in their set, but it's designed to be very vital current music.
Another performer who has updated himself, Pauly Shore, he's in town also this weekend to perform, and he's not doing the same comedy that he did back in the 1990s.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be nods to it and things of that sort, but Pauly Shore was talking to our Blake Hannon about how he's sort of trying to put the stoner surfer image that he made for himself back in the 90s behind, and he's quoted as saying that he wants more of a K Street look, and he's doing a little bit more political comedy, which seems to be all the rage right now. I don't know, maybe there are big political events going on. But, so he'll be a comedy off-Broadway, so we can get a look at the new iteration of Pauly Shore.
And finally, another performer returning to the stage, Natasha, the power behind Balagula Theater, the power behind Natasha's restaurant in downtown Lexington. She's performing this weekend for the first time in a long time in a play called Mrs. Klein.
Right. Natasha Williams co-founded Balagula Theater with Ryan Case back about 5-6 years ago now. And she has directed a lot of shows. Ryan has performed in a lot of shows and directed shows. But Natasha has been reluctant to get on stage. Natasha has a very distinctive Russian accent. That's where she's from. And she's always worried that it would be hard for the audience to wrap their, minds around. I don't necessarily agree with that. So she's going to be getting on stage. It's going to be really interesting to see. I think it'll be fascinating. She is in a play about a woman who is part of sort of the psychotherapy world back in the early 20th century when Freud and folks like that were very active. So it should be a great chance to see an artist we kind of know in a different context.
Rich Copley, stay fresh.
All right, you too.